Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has supported our nation's heroes and their families ever since. Heroes like Marine Corps Sergeant Adam Mayo. He served our nation for over 7 years before he was severely injured during training. He was left paralyzed from the chest down, severely limiting his ability to move around his home independently. Tunnel to Towers paid Sergeant Mayo's mortgage, removing a financial burden for him and his family. The foundation gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his specific needs. Tunnel to Towers helps severely injured service members and first responders, as well as Gold Star families and the families of fallen first responders. It has already come to the aid of so many heroes and their families by providing mortgage-free homes. The foundation is also committed to eradicating veteran homelessness. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good. 95 cents of every dollar goes directly to their programs. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's t2t.org. If you are an accredited investor, U.S. oil and gas should be part of your investment portfolio. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. Beyond the possibility to invest in a sector that historically delivers sound returns, when you invest with Labrador Energy, you may be able to structure your investment to offset active or passive income. According to many sources, U.S. oil and gas drilling remains one of the best tax-advantaged income investments available. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. You may be able to reduce your tax liability while investing in a sector that has historically delivered sound returns. Learn more at LabradorEnergy.com today.
Offer for accredited investors only. Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult your legal, tax, and financial advisors and read the prospectus before making any investment decisions. Visit LabradorEnergy.com for the prospectus and more information.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're in the Freedom Hut. Thanks for listening to the Buck Sexton Show podcast. Get the latest from Buck at BuckSexton.com.
Team, welcome to the Freedom Hut. We got the Forever Purge, a hilarious ad that makes Ron DeSantis look like a hero, even though it's trying to tear him down. You've got a hidden inside the 2,500-page, $3.5 trillion spending bill, a provision that imposes $70,000 to $700,000 fines on employers who aren't going to go along with the Biden vax demand. And you've got the U.S. Marine Corps commandant getting a letter being asked to let Lieutenant Colonel Scheller out of pretrial confinement, and two January 5th rioters who committed no violence get 45 days in jail. We'll get into all this, but the Forever Purge is where I want to start. You're probably wondering, what the heck is a Forever Purge? Completely valid question, one that you should think for yourself. Hold on. People are moving to Florida. People want to go to Florida who have not lived there before. I consider how much better my life would be if I lived in Florida versus, say, New York sometimes, because they're doing a good job. And also no state income tax, and you've got better government, etc. But they're doing a good job when it comes to COVID. But in the delusional world of the left, of the libs, that's not how they see it. No, no. They prefer this fantasy of Ron DeSantis' failure. And so they made this ad. You've got to listen closely to the words. There's some people on a plane with masks on, but the audio pretty much does it for you. They think what is being said is reckless, is terrifying. That's what they think. Listen very closely to the Forever Purge ad.
Ladies and gentlemen,
On behalf of your cabin crew, we'd like to inform you that we have officially entered Florida airspace. Now that we're making our final descent, please watch this short message from Governor Ron DeSantis on COVID-19. Thereafter, everyone on board will be required to comply with the state's forever purge.
We are not doing any vaccine passports in the state of Florida. We trust people to make their own decisions in this state. We are not going to be bludgeoning people with restrictions and mandates and lockdowns or any of that stuff.
As Governor DeSantis stated, while you're within state lines, you do not have to wear a mask. You do not have to get a vaccine. It is against the law for private businesses or schools to mandate masks or vaccines. And you have the absolute right to infect whoever you want, whenever, and wherever, with COVID-19. Thank you for traveling with us, and please, enjoy your forever purge.
I mean, okay, all right, you heard. Ron DeSantis saying, we're not going to do lockdowns. We're not going to force masks upon you. We think you have individual rights. And the ominous music in the background. Like, you're supposed to be so scared. Oh, my gosh. Ron DeSantis believes in individual liberty. Get me out of here. It's amazing. It's amazing. Because the libs are crazy, as you know. Crazy. And so that's what I think you need to hear from all of this. Why aren't they covering? I mean, we heard for about 2 months this summer, because of the seasonality of the virus in Florida, where you have a lot more people indoors without ventilation because of air conditioning in the summertime. It makes sense, folks. We know what's going on. Why is it that all of a sudden you're not hearing about how Ron DeSantis is killing everybody? Oh, my gosh. Ron DeSantis is an axe murderer. Could it be because Florida cases for COVID are down about 50%, give or take? Wait a second. So you mean the media does a hyper focus on a virus that has spread all across the country, that's infected about 150 million people, probably a lot more than that, that when it's in a red state, when it serves the political narrative, there's a tremendous focus on it from Democrats. But when it ceases in those areas rather rapidly and begins to creep up, the numbers are going up further north than in some of the bluer places, as that happens, they all of a sudden lose interest in cases? That can't be, because it's so dishonest. And our media wouldn't be, I know, of course, they're so dishonest, it's appalling, but can't even get away with the sarcasm. Can't even say it out loud, because you know how silly it is. But you know what? They are now all in on the kind of tyranny that they said they would never do, but we knew they would do because we understand the character of the left. We know how they view power. We understand the mentality. This is all emotional for them. And that's why their little high priest of Fauciism, really the Pope of Fauciism, little Fauci himself, is going around paying further lip service to this idea that we should be forcing vaccines on everyone, including the previously infected. It is inexcusable. It is unscientific. There is no basis for making people that already have antibodies from previous infection to get this shot. Because if you're going to say, oh, but the shot will make them even less likely, it'll be even more. Okay, should they get a booster shot every 30 days? Is that reasonable? How about every 30 days we get a booster shot? Gotta top off the antibodies. Right. At some point, it is not worth the cost. At some point, the trade-off is too high. Here's little Fauci, though, the lab coat tyrant himself.
The only problem is that we're entering the cooler fall season, and we're entering a situation where children will be coming back to school. There'll be more activity in the fall. We have got to do whatever we can to get those already 70 or so million people who are eligible to be vaccinated. We've got to get them to be vaccinated. We've got to convince them through trusted messengers why it's important for their own health, for that of their families, but also something that we continue to emphasize, the societal responsibility to get that veil of protection over society.
You got to get the veil of protection over society.
Anybody who listens to this person is either a handmaiden of tyranny at this point or just not very smart. I mean, they either want to be controlled, they either believe in authoritarian health statism, or they're just not very bright. They're so terrified, perhaps, that the usual synapses in their brain cannot fire at the rate that they need to make good choices and good decisions. That's the situation as I see it right now. And people are suffering because of this madness. Here's United Airlines CEO Scott Kirby explaining how, you know, they fired 593 people. Sorry.
Well, look, I'm really proud and gratified that the United team, excluding the people that have applied for religious or medical accommodations, over 99% got vaccinated. It proves that vaccine mandates do work and that you can get a huge percentage of your your workforce vaccinated. You know, I wish it had been 100%, but it was never going to be 100%. But I think 99% we feel really good about. I feel bad for the 593 people, the less than 1% that are going to leave. But we were focused on doing the right thing for United Airlines. And it's great to have this in the rearview mirror for us and the ability to just move forward now.
Yeah, too bad for almost 600 folks, lost their jobs, lost their health care. You know, no big deal. Did they give them the option of even proving a prior infection and antibodies? No. No, get the shot or else. Get the shot or else. Does anyone think that this is going to be the last time they do this? I don't even just mean with vaccines. You think this is the last time they're going to say, in the interest of public fill in the blank? You could say health, sure. You could also say the battle against climate change, the battle against gun violence. They'll fill in the blank with whatever they want, don't you see? This ultimately comes down to the collective versus the individual. This ultimately is a struggle between the rights of a free person versus the power of a collectivist society to force compliance because of what elites, not even truly representative government, because of what elites think is good. Remember, this has all been really healthcare bureaucracy that's making these determinations. And then our elected officials go along with it and they insulate themselves from accountability by saying, oh, we're just listening to the experts. We're just listening to the, don't get mad at me, sir. I'm just listening to the expert.
Little Fauci in the corner. I'm the expert. You know, little Fauci saying, I'm running the show. That's right. That's what's going on.
So, friends, it's going to be a very interesting winter time because here's what we're facing. If the cases go up dramatically and hospitalizations go up too, it means that this vaccine fades rapidly, even in the most important area of preventing serious infection for those who have gotten it. And that means now we're in the world of getting boosters forever. And you'll probably go through that for a few years where they're trying to mandate boosters. And then they'll realize, wait a second, maybe a more sensible policy would be, oh, I don't know, what we have with, say, the flu, where high-risk individuals are recommended to get the shot and no one is made to get the shot. And you certainly don't make 25-year-olds who are at almost no risk get it. You know, this is the part of it that is never discussed. There's never a conversation about why are vaccinated people so terrified still? They believe it prevents hospitalization and death. So what is the problem? The unvaccinated have made their choice, right? Everyone has had the chance. There's nobody out there in any meaningful numbers right now who is saying, you know what? I'm terrified of COVID, but I refuse to get the shot. That doesn't exist. And people are going to say, oh, but what about somebody who's immunocompromised who can't get the shot? Okay, so what's the policy going to be? Are there any limitations then? Is there any societal risk? You know, are we going to ban peanuts tomorrow because somebody could die from you opening a bag of peanuts on the plane? I don't mean ban them just on planes. I mean everywhere. Well, that would seem a bit extreme, right? Well, people go into anaphylactic shock and they die. Let's make peanuts as illegal as heroin, right? You can see how you play these scenarios out. And there is a level of absurdity we can reach where at least 90%, maybe 100%, depends on the issue of the population, can see that it's crazy. Well, never 100%. There's always some group that is completely out of their minds. So here's the other thing I want you to know. We're going to talk about the January 6th people that have gone away for 45 days in a moment, as well as the only person who's serving time. Here's Lieutenant Colonel Scheller in pretrial confinement, of course, for speaking out against the poor job done by his military superiors. But in the meantime, MyPillow is incredible, all right? They've hooked me up with a wide assortment of amazing products. Right now on my bed, I've got the mattress topper. I got Giza Dream Sheets. I've got the My Towels, the My Slippers, and more. Sleep is super important to me because I put in long days. I know you do, too. You want the best sleep you can get. Let Mike Lindell hook you up, all right? Mike wants to give back to you with great discounts on all MyPillow products. All you have to do is go to MyPillow.com right now. Click on the Radio Listener Special Square. You're going to see rotational offers up to 66% off on products like their pillows, mattress topper, and Giza sheets, but also new products like their slippers, weighted blankets, robes, waffle blankets, and more. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Enter promo code BUCK for these great radio specials. Again, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Now, we're going into the colder months, my friends. If you don't have a great pair of slippers, let me put this out there for you. The My Slippers are amazing. And honestly, whatever sheets you have on your bed, if you don't have the Giza Dream Sheets, they're not as good as the Giza Dreams. So you got to get them. MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special Square. Use promo code BUCK. You get huge discounts and amazing products. So we've got two January 5 rioters who committed no violence have gone to prison now for 45 days. And I'm just going to say this. How many people who committed no violence in the riots of BLM over the summer of 2020, how many of them went to prison for 45 days? I don't know the answer, but I want the answer. I'd like to know. How many of them? Right. Oh, but Buck, it's so different. It's the Capitol building. Really? Yeah, tell it to someone whose store, whose livelihood was looted or burned to the ground because of a movement that, as we now know, a movement that pushed for a narrative of anti-police sentiment that ended up with a 30% national increase in the homicide rate. That, to me, seems like a pretty horrific record, right? BLM was the reason for the increase in murders in this country. That's just what happened. The Ferguson effect. Police on the defensive. Because the left in this country wanted to embrace self-indulgent, babyish anarchy. And so, that's where we were. That was the situation. That's what happened. And was there anybody really punished for it? No. No, they were not punished for it. They generally got away with it. But if you're a January 6th rioter, oh my gosh, the insurrection. Who is punished in society and who is given not just a second chance, who's given free rein? That's a very important thing. You learn a lot about the elites. You learn a lot about the establishment based on who is willing to bring charges and who is not and under what context and what reality. So that's something that I think you should understand very clearly as you see this 45 days for two of the January 6th rioters. How many of the BLM rioters? Oh, and Lieutenant Colonel Scheller. He spoke out. He's a patriot. He was upset. Now, look, I understand that he knew the consequences of his actions and he's willing to pay in the sense that he's already lost his job. He's lost his pension. He's fired. He's gone. But pretrial confinement? They're going to hold this guy in the brig and just add additional punishment because he spoke out? He didn't risk operational security. He didn't, you know, give away secrets or, you know, do something in a war zone that put anybody in jeopardy. No, he spoke out as a patriot against the ineptitude of the conniving military brass who are currently playing this game with the Biden administration, where they're trying to make it seem like, oh, no, they knew what they were doing. It's Biden who wouldn't listen to them about the soldiers being left behind. Sure. I'm not exactly about to believe that people are being honest on this one. But just remember that whom a society chooses to punish and whom it lets go is a very important indicator of where the elites are on an issue and how they're wielding their power either for or against those things that you control. By the way, absolute confidence from, according to Jen Psaki, on Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Milley, because he held the line for the left, for the Democrats here.
I would say first, he absolutely has confidence in Chairman Milley. He's worked side by side with him over the last 9 months through clearly some difficult times, difficult decisions in his presidency. He has a different relationship with Chairman Milley than I expect President Trump did. I can't speak to that relationship, but he does have trust in him.
Does have trust in him, of course, because he did what he was supposed to do, which is make sure that a Biden administration, the apparatus of leftist control in the government, the deep state, all protected. And now we have the debt ceiling fight to discuss, as well as the budget showdown and all this stuff. I don't spend as much time on this, perhaps, as some others, because here's the truth. They're going to spend too much money. They're going to ram a lot of things through. And unfortunately, I am reminded of that Obamaism, that elections have consequences. We should have won one of those Georgia Senate seats, my friends. This is on the Republican Party. We would have been able to do a whole lot more if we had split government, but we don't. Or split Congress. Chuck Schumer is now out there. I mean, Chuck and Nancy, they've played this game so many times before. This is now just a contest of demagogues. Raise the debt ceiling, spend whatever we want. Republicans are greedy capitalists and racists and whatever. Here's Schumer.
Throughout history, there have certainly been governments that have defaulted on their debt, but never has there been a default caused by pure stupidity. In this case, Republican stupidity. Well, Democrats are working to prevent such an outcome from happening now. Over the past week, our caucus has tried to find a workable solution to avoid default on our sovereign debt, but the Republicans have stymied us at every opportunity.
Oh my gosh, the default, it's all, everything's gonna, please. We've been here before, this is the game, the brinksmanship. It's not a, you know, it doesn't mean, oh no, the government shuts down, it's so scary. Government has shut down before. And in fact, what you find out is that the government, during a shutdown, has to, the people that want to push for more spending and more state control of everything, statism, I should say, they have to make it even scarier. They have to shut down things that you would actually be able to continue. You know, no parks open. No one's allowed to go do the things that. Oh, yeah, of course. Make it as visible and as painful for people as you possibly can. And the Democrats, I think, also at some level know that this is the chance they have, because the midterms are not looking good for Democrats right now. It turns out when the American people, at least enough of them, find out is that the Democrat Party isn't actually good at governance, but is really good at demagoguery and making promises it can't keep. So they got to get this done now. They got to get it through now. And that's why you got Bernie Sanders out there saying things like Manchin and Sinema better not slow down the socialism train.
I think my frustration, Anderson, is not necessarily the views of Mr. Manchin or Ms. Sinema. It is that when you got 48 people on one side and the American people overwhelmingly on the same side and one or two people on the other side, you know, it is not appropriate, I think, for those couple of people to slow down progress. They have a right to be heard. They have a right to, you know, get concessions. That's what the process is. But, you know, any member of the Democratic caucus, myself, anybody else, I believe in a Medicare for all single-payer program. I think the current health care system is dysfunctional. I could go to Chuck Schumer tomorrow and say, Chuck, I'm not voting for that bill unless you have Medicare for all. But that's not what the caucus wants. That would be irresponsible.
Don't slow down the socialism train, Bernie's saying. How dare you, sir? How dare you? Anderson.
That's a great... I just want him to only go on that show on CNN, so I have to hear him say,
Anderson.
Oh, yeah. Bernie Sanders, everybody. This is what the Democrat Party's turned into. They're gonna, you know what they're saying, by the way? They could spend anything. It doesn't matter. That the whole notion of spending too much is a myth. One of the MSNBC beta males said this on Twitter last night. I mean, this is what they tell you now. Spend whatever you want. Doesn't matter. No big deal. Meanwhile, back in reality land, the Dollar Tree store is now going to have to sell things for more than a dollar for the first time ever. If you wanted a kind of down home Main Street, how inflation starts to hit, the Dollar Tree store, no longer a dollar. I think we'll leave it there for today, folks. As you know, I'm going to be in Tuscaloosa, Alabama this weekend, going to the Ole Miss University of Alabama game with my good buddy and co-host Clay Travis. So I'm going to be in Birmingham Friday night. So send me your recommendations for the best barbecue in Birmingham, Alabama, please. And I'm going to be at that game. So if you're going to be at the game, come find us. We're going to be at some bar doing a pregame or whatever you call it, a tailgate. Yeah, there you go. Tailgate party. And then I'll be wandering around. Just look for the poofy hair with sunglasses on top. That'll be me. Talk to you all tomorrow. Shields high.
The Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping America's heroes and their families since 9/11. Hero first responders and service members who serve our communities and our country. Those who die in the line of duty or are catastrophically injured. Veterans who fought for our nation's freedom only to return home, fall on tough times, and become homeless. Heroes like Buffalo, New York firefighter Jason Arno and his family. Arno was killed while protecting his community, battling a warehouse fire. He left behind his wife and a young daughter. In their darkest hour, Tunnel to Towers provided Arno's wife and daughter with a mortgage-free home. The foundation lifted a financial burden, enabling them to stay in the home where they made memories with their hero. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good. Support the families of America's greatest heroes. The families of fallen first responders like Jason Arno, plus Gold Star families with young children, catastrophically injured service members, and homeless veterans. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org.
If you are an accredited investor, U.S. oil and gas should be part of your investment portfolio. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. Beyond the possibility to invest in a sector that historically delivers sound returns, when you invest with Labrador Energy, you may be able to structure your investment to offset active or passive income. According to many sources, U.S. oil and gas drilling remains one of the best tax-advantaged income investments available. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. You may be able to reduce your tax liability while investing in a sector that has historically delivered sound returns. Learn more at LabradorEnergy.com today.
Offer for accredited investors only. Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult your legal, tax, and financial advisors and read the prospectus before making any investment decisions. Visit LabradorEnergy.com for the prospectus and more information.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.